This is And Yet Joy Persists by Soft But Gremlin, a Star Wars The Clone Wars fanfic. It is rated for general audiences, and no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship Cody slash Obi-Wan Kenobi, and has the tags Rebel Cody, Rebel Obi-Wan, Star Wars Galactic Empire Era, Wedding Planning, sort of, Jedi has found family, Rebels has found family, banter, and mentioned Hondo Onaka. Summary. They might be on the run, might be evading death on every new planet they went to, might have lost almost everyone they'd have ever known, but somehow, Cody still found such happiness in these fleeting moments. Arguing about stupid shit with Ben in between missions for Senator Organa's fledgling rebellion. They cleared the safe house the same way that they always did, with Cody taking point, blaster out, and Ben slightly behind, a blaster in his right hand and his left hand on his belt. Just in case. When they'd cleared the safe house, they made it welcoming the same way that they always did. They made their way to the kitchen and warmed up some shitty instant calf. The range didn't work, but this particular brand of instant calf was self-heating. All it needed was water, and lucky for them, the sink worked fine. There was a couch, and the two of them slumped together on it. They took a moment just to relax with their calf. To breathe after another dangerous trip. Ben curled an arm around Cody's shoulders and kissed the top of his hair. I don't deserve you, he said softly. Cody snorted. Damn right, he teased. Because you're giving me gray hairs before my time, Ben added, because he was an asshole. I'm giving you gray hairs? Do you realize how much I've aged since I met you? Wolf! Doesn't look nearly so old. Ben made a neutral note at that, and kissed Cody's temple. Drink your calf before it gets cold, Cody said. It's not like it could taste any worse cold, Ben grumbled, but he adjusted so they could snuggle and drink their calf at the same time. They savored the moment, finishing their calf. Then they got down to business. There was one encrypted comm message for them. It was from Ben's father, Ross Jin. It was too dangerous to be a Jedi anymore, but the estranged son of a dead Jedi's brother? That was a little less dangerous. The comm lit up blue, and Jin popped into view. He was a short old man with long hair and a beard, and he looked 2 credits from homelessness. That was the way he usually looked, however, so Cody couldn't tell if he was struggling under the Empire's continuous crackdown on Coruscant. Hey, kid, Jin said. I hope everything is going well. I just wanted you to know that your stepsister finally got into that boarding school off-world. You know, the one on Florum? The boys are doing well, as far as I've heard, but communication's been a bit spotty lately. Have you seen the recent declarations of the Alderaani senator? They're absolute garbage, of course, but his little tyke is adorable. She's too small to understand being quiet and well-behaved. I pity the poor thing. 2 parents in politics? She's going to be so criffed up when she grows up. Jin laughed almost bitterly at that. There was something melancholy about his look. I suppose I've never seen any princesses grow up normal, though, you know? Jin said, and Ben gave a wry look at that. Cody would have to ask about that story later. Knowing Ben, it would be something full of life-threatening situations and some sort of sabotage or espionage. Anyway, if you're out about in the galaxy, you might try and track down my old friend, Romeef. Really wish I could have introduced you when you were a kid, but after his little brother died and his father disowned the both of them, he sort of distanced himself from everyone he ever knew. Heard he spent some time on Lothal. You might catch a hint there. Might not. It's been a few decades. He always did enjoy doing research for his father's hobbies, whether or not the old bastard appreciated it. Jin's face got a twist of melancholy, which Cody recognized better than Jin trying to fake happiness. Whenever Jin got that look, he seemed like someone Cody almost used to know, and he always wondered exactly who Ross Jin was. Ben hadn't told him. Ben said it was safer for everyone involved.
I do wish you'd call back once in a while, Jin said, the typical ending of the message.
I bet you look more and more like your buoyer every day. Say hi to your partner for me. And when you two finally get married, I hope you give me an address to send flowers to.
The comm ended, and the room went dark. Cody adjusted to make himself more comfortable.
You know, if I didn't know he wasn't actually your father, I'd be fooled, he said.
He'd be delighted, you think so, Ben said dryly. Who is your stepsister again? Cody asked.
If I'm guessing correctly, it's someone Ahsoka used to know, Ben said. Although why he thought it would be a good idea to send her to Florum is anyone's guess.
Can't be worse than being a Jedi on Coruscant, Cody said.
I'm not so certain, Ben said with a sniff.
I am, Cody said. You still go to Florum, and you haven't gone back to Coruscant.
Once, Ben said. I have to Florum once since the war ended, and not exactly of my own free will.
Are we going to check up on your stepsister or not? Cody asked.
Ben flopped exasperatedly and sighed a mournful sigh into Cody's shoulder.
Yes, he grumbled, unfortunately. Who's Romeef? Cody asked.
I actually don't know. We're supposed to meet him tomorrow, and Fulcrum seemed to imply that we'd know each other by sight.
Hopefully it's not Hondo.
Cody snorted.
Let's get married on Florum.
Absolutely not.
I'm sure Florum's boarding school has parents' nights or something. That's something real, isn't it? Not a holovid trope?
I wouldn't know, Ben said dryly. I didn't exactly have a typical schooling experience.
Well, I'm sure Headmaster Hondo would love to invent a parents' night, and then your dad could come, and we could have a beautiful traditional wedding.
We are not getting married on Florum.
Jin can give you away, and Hondo could do the same for me.
Why do I love you?
Because I put up with your bantha shit, Cody said with an absolute shit-eating grin.
My bantha shit? Ben asked, putting a hand to his chest in offense. I will have you know, my dearest Cody, that my bantha shit pales in comparison to oomph.
The rest of Ben's argument was put on hold as Cody dragged him down into a kiss. They might be on the run, might be evading death on every new planet they went to, might have lost almost everyone they've ever known, but somehow, Cody still found such happiness in these fleeting moments, arguing about stupid shit with Ben between missions for Senator Organa's fledgling rebellion. As Ben kissed back, Cody thought he might feel the same.